As magic moments go in the world of film, it's about as good as it gets. This year, a film set in Waterford and starring one of Waterford's finest actresses, Carey Crowley, found itself nominated for an Oscar, no less. On Colleen Kuhn, which was set in On Ryan, was nominated for Best International Film at the 95th Academy Awards to be held in the Dolby Theatre. It didn't win in the end, but what a proud moment it was for the Daoiseach to feature at such a prestigious global event. Well, it was back in January that the good news broke about the film's nomination. An excited Carey Crowley spoke on Daoiseach Today, the morning after the announcement, about this pinch-me moment.
Carey!
Damien!
We'll go...
What a day.
Co-gardigas!
Gonna
start the cow. Yeah. Well, the cow okay this morning. It is no problems.
Something like a Thomas Scornock team. But I'm just also addled. I think we're all addled because it was so exciting and it was also so nerve wracking. And you just come out at the end of it and you go, we survived and we got in. We got a nomination.
A lot of people, again, Carey, we can't even compare because none of us have been in this situation before. But like when you're anticipating something and you're wondering if you've got the results in an exam or you've done well or something. But like sitting there waiting with your friends and all your colleagues and looking at the screen and thinking, Jeannie Mack, is it going to happen? And then when the name comes out, like how did you feel?
And it was the last of the five
to be
listed. So we were all kind of looking and going, I know we're probably gone. We're probably, oh my God, we're in. We literally all leapt to our feet and hollered. It was really moving, but it was just such good fun as well. It was that thing of, yes, we have done it. We've done the unimaginable. You know, the little film that didn't cost as much as, the costumes would in something big. And here we are with an Oscar nomination. It's amazing.
As you know, I've had Colm on the programme before and he was in college with my brother and my son Sam is interested in the whole idea of going to do drama studies and theatre. And for all the people that just write stories and act and just do like normal stuff and then to be catapulted with a good story and a good screenplay and a good cast and good acting onto a world stage. It shows anybody can do it, doesn't it?
It kind of does. But Colm is amazing because not only did he draft it, he wrote a beautiful screenplay. I remember the first day I read the script, I cried. I couldn't stop crying. It moved me so much. And then just what he did with the filming and what I would call his the scarcity of scenes. Like he shot an awful lot more than he used in the end. Because he didn't need the rest of it. And he had the confidence or he had the wisdom to just pair it right back so that people were in a scene with the characters or with Corch or whatever. And they stayed in that scene, you know, for as long as it took for them to feel it and to feel what was going on. And it wasn't as if it was bumping into the next scene really fast and, you know, let's move it along. It was just that ability to say, no, this will hold. And that's what has happened. People come out of it so moved because they've had the time to actually enter into the film, I suppose, or enter into the life that's there on screen. I don't know, it's amazing. But it's amazing for all of us as well.
It is, you
know, even though I've seen it probably 13, 14 times at this stage, I would still just, at the end.
We're going to be talking to different people on Ryan and the boost this gives for people in the Gaeltacht, but anybody who has a love of Irish or speaks a little bit of Cúpla Focal, because there's so many times over the years, Carey, you know it, where we talk about the demise of the Irish language and all those issues and just the psychological boost and the kind of feeling it's just amazing, isn't it?
I literally had hundreds when I looked at my phone because the phone was just in my bag or whatever. And when I looked at my phone afterwards, I thought, oh my God, how could I have 200 and something? How could I have that many people getting in touch? And it's just it's something about the film. If it was for something else, I mightn't hear from anybody. But this film just seemed to have connected with everybody. And if I go for a swim, I have to add on kind of 20 minutes of talk time about Colleen Kuhn. Everybody I will meet will want to just say, I finally got to, or whatever. And it seems to impact on everybody. That's magic. But yeah, a lot of people then say, oh, I wasn't sure about it because it was going to be in Irish and I only have school Irish. They understood everything. And then they start. So people now address me. A lot of people that I wouldn't have known had Irish before, or maybe thought they didn't have Irish before, will now throw me a few words, Oscar, because it's like it's given people a bit of confidence. The fact that they could understand that film, even though there were subtitles, but they still got the gist of it.
Yeah.
And they'll now say, oh, sure, I'll use a little bit. And that's amazing.
I presume you were joking briefly, I'll let you go now, beforehand, about the Guna or what you might wear on the day if you did get chosen. What's the plan now, or what happens next, or have you the clothes picked out?
Sure, I have no idea who's even going to get to go.
Oh, yeah.
You know, we were all talking yesterday, it was kind of the joke of the day, or not the joke, but like people were saying, we'll all fly over and we'll stay somewhere anyway and just get together so we can watch it. You know, like, I don't know how many tickets they'll have, but I definitely don't think there'll be tickets for all of us. I'd say like Colin McLeoma and maybe Catherine, yeah. But who knows? But there is that kind of ongoing joke that people say, oh, will we all go? Will we all dress up? So who knows?
But you're going
who
to go, you go to LA anyway, I presume, will you?
I don't know. Okay. Are you asking me for an honest answer?
You don't
the morning
know.
After we've got a nomination and I've been partying. I can't even tell you my own name at the moment.
I'll let you go and have a little coffee, Bjog. Listen, Goramila Mahagat Carey, go cordis
right,
again. And, thank you so much.
Goramila Mahagat Carey, all the very, 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 very best.
Damien also spoke on the same day, meanwhile, to a lady from Unryan called Elaine O'Hara. Originally from Kilkenny but living in Unryan, Elaine had a smaller part in the film, playing the character Anya, but said that being part of it all was a very, very special achievement for her.
My little scene actually had Carrie in it, Carrie and Catherine Clinch, the little girl, and it was amazing. I mean, it's just to be able to say that I'm in any way connected to this fantastic film is just ridiculous. Like I'm sitting here in my conservatory with my little baby at my knees here, and I was up at the screening yesterday in the Stella. We were watching it live. Everyone was there together in Dublin, and here I am back down to mammy mode again today. But I swear to God, lovely. I'll be living off this now for the rest of my life.
Elaine also spoke, meanwhile, about what it meant for the Unryan Gaeltacht to be the setting for An Colleen Kuhn.
We are here in Unryan and in Seanfhocal as well. We're all part of Gaeltacht in Asia, and you know, it's a small Gaeltacht by comparison to other Gaeltachts. But there is a beautiful living language here that people are really trying to keep alive. And I mean, just to sit in a cinema, like in a mainstream cinema, and see a film that's you know, set in your Gaeltacht. You know, it was filmed in around Meath in Dublin, but it is set in the Waterford Gaeltacht. And to hear that lovely connotation coming out in different phrases, and you know, it's amazing. And for an Irish actor or even an Irish director or anyone that wants to make movies through the Irish language, I mean, what an absolute beacon of hope. Mm-hmm. And you know, to look at that and say it is possible. And not only is it possible, but that it can be tremendously successful and people will love it and will go to the cinema in droves to see it. You know that it's not dead and it's living, and we're so proud of it. It's making it mainstream, you know, that it's there for everyone to access and to go see. And no matter what your level of Irish is, you will still go to this film and you will love it.